zoomed out here, this is the 160 Beaver Creek Bridge. So we're going east on 160. And you have to turn left right before the bridge. And then we'll zoom in on the parcel. And back here, this ends up all of this, even this section and this. This is all Corps of Engineers Lakeland. So everything across the street is Corps of Engineers. This is the parcel as it currently stands. This is the drawing of the proposed split. And I'll go back to that one and put it up there. This is looking to the north. There's just a picture from the driveway of the home. And back to the south. Then they actually provided some photos that they can... I think the line they were showing is coming through here somewhere. I believe this is where the mobile home set, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Kind of a panoramic view of the property there. So I'll turn that over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, we're asking for a variance in order to divide the property. Main reason is in order to obtain a long-term fixed rate mortgage once we had the new house completed. We've talked with several banks and they're all pretty much in agreement that's an impossibility with two residents on one piece of property to obtain that financing. Since then we had a soil scientist come out and do a soil analysis on the property there where we'd want to put the new septic system or actually replace an existing one that's there for the mobile home, which is improperly sized for what we need. And all that seemed to have come back favorable for what we want to do.
So then the existing home would keep the existing...
Correct.
...septic system?
Yes.
That it has, which is within the parcel that...
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Where's the home going to go?
In the back corner of that lot right there. Yes, sir.
We have since removed the mobile home that was in the place that we want to put the house.
Where's the existing lateral fields?
For that particular one, they are out to the, they run kind of in the direction he's showing right there, yes. And that's also where the new lateral fields will be placed. After talking to the soil scientist and her examination of the property, she has given us measurements, what we need to avoid. We need to avoid the old lateral lines as not to disturb them when we're placing the new lateral lines. We went over all the setbacks and everything that were required to put that in there.
And those lateral lines are the ones that belong to the mobile home that's
correct.
Since been
correct.
Removed.
Correct. Yes, sir.
So that's not for the existing home there?
Correct. It's separate from that, yep.
Okay.
That's
so where,
that existing
where
lateral, home.
Where are the lateral lines for the existing home?
For the existing home, I believe they run,
just going by what I was told years ago, I believe they run this direction here.
And the slope of the ground would indicate that
that would be the case. Yes, sir.
Because the ground slopes up. I'm real familiar with that area. The ground slopes up from the county road.
So the house, the existing house and septic will wind up being on a 0.75 acre parcel.
Correct.
And where's the well will be shared?
It's actually public water.
Oh, it is public
yes.
water?
Yeah.
Taney County number one, public
okay.
water.
Is that house occupied?
Yes, it is.
My grandparents live there.
Yeah.
Usually the concern would be contamination of drinking water with septic in normal scenarios, isn't it?
Yes.
So in this scenario,
yes,
with it being on, being on the public water, that makes a little difference.
Now, we don't have on our packet, we don't have the lines for the split. Would you put those back up, Scott? I wondered why you didn't extend it maybe just a little more and get them a little more equal. I don't know if it would matter.
Yeah, we
We could have done that. This is just, you know, what I thought would work out the best.
With the existing drive and stuff, it kind of makes sense like that, I guess.
Well, you're still going to need an easement because you're going through, unless you put another drive, you're going to have, when you split it, you're going to have a dedicated easement to that back.
When they do the minor sub, they can designate a so many feet, 30 or 40 foot wide driveway. A driveway can serve three parcels, so they could survey the drive and say 15 feet on each side of the center line of this drive is the easement to parcel number two. But, I mean, parcel number two actually has road frontage where it's straight. Where they could put in a drive, even if they chose not to, it would meet the requirements. It'd have to have 70 feet of road frontage. And I measured that, and that one was 150, 160, as they have it here.
So they could easily?
They could easily move it down. They just couldn't make the front. Well, they could and use the driveway as an easement. Without the easement, they'd need 70 feet of road frontage.
You know, personally, of course, I know Junior and Sue knew their folks. But I would feel better personally if, number one, there's an easement dedicated to it.
Okay.
If you separate. And I'd feel better if you moved that, scooch that line a little to where it was a little closer to an acre and three tenths or something. Is there any downside to that for you?
No. The only thing I had was, and part of the reason I did that, like Scott had mentioned, I just wanted to make sure that the amount of frontage, road frontage we had there
was sufficient. Put a separate driveway
correct.
In if you
yes,
chose
sir.
To, which I think that's a real good
uh-huh.
idea.
Uh-huh.
But you've still, how many feet did you say? There's 100 and...
I can go right to it and show you. Yep. We'll figure it out here real quick.
While they're looking at that, is that Melissa that did your soil diagram?
Yes.
But right now, it's grandkids and grandparents and everybody's friends, but if someone dies in a car wreck,
correct.
Then you don't know who owns it.
Yep.
Right. And
correct.
And actually both, I mean, the property right now is actually in her name as it stands.
Yeah. But at some point in the future,
yes,
correct.
Sir.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
There will be other owners and having it.
Just makes it clean.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
For the future.
Right.
Yes, sir.
For
absolutely.
So the total front's roughly 303 feet. It looks like he split it, so it's about 151 feet. I'm assuming.
He split it about equally.
So if you go back to here and come back to the drive, well, it's actually 134. But if he wanted to go 70, it's just a total minimum. It'd be that, so if we went to 70, which they'd have to survey out.
Or 75 or 80, to give it plenty. I mean, there's no
There's 82.
Point.
Have you had any surveys done yet?
No, sir.
So that's 60,043,560 an acre. So that makes the one parcel a little less than an acre and a half, and the other one, I didn't measure that side.
Be slightly smaller than that.
Yeah, but they could do it to where it would get to that. .895 as I've got it drawn out and it's skewed kind of funny. So it looks doable to me.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah.
Get it up
sure.
closer? Maybe not hit the acre, but get right at it?
Yeah, and that's why I've written down close to 1 acre.
Close to one acre.
Sure, that wouldn't be a problem at all.
A little more even?
Yes, sir.
Since you've not done any survey work or anything yet. And an easement through that drive.
I've got that written down too.
Okay.
As long as the septic system is done, like she said to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And it'll have to be permitted through environmental services.
So, Scott, based on that, would the motion need to include any of what was talked about? Or
I would include that their driveway easement is to be added to the decision of record, and then get it as close to 1.3 acres in the split as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fair to me, absolutely.
So are you game to make that motion?
I'd make that motion. I'd move that we approve the variance with the addition of an easement being granted across the smaller parcel with the existing home.
Okay.
And that the parcels get as close to 1 acre and 1.3 acres as possible.
Okay.
Be great if you could hit the 1 acre.
Okay.
Right.
And, and that's very doable from what Scott came out. And I might add in that motion that it needs to allow for a driveway to be constructed along the road frontage, which would be a minimum 70 feet at least for the second parcel, so it could be accessed by its own driveway in the future if need be.
Okay.
That makes sense to me, sir, yes.
Got a motion on the floor. Do we have a second to that?
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Motion to approve the application with the specific additions.
I do have a real quick question. Is that just a tree line across there, like on that?
That you can see there?
Yeah, like on that panhandle there. That's not like a washout.
It's actually an old silage ditch, and our plan is to get that filled in as part of the improvements. So
it is possible to have a road through that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's carry on then.
Okay. Got a motion, second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
Okay.
And thank you, sir. Is that clear that the second parcel, the 1.3, needs to have enough road frontage? So there could be a driveway built.
Okay. Yes, it is clear. Yes, sir.
Okay. And we'll have a decision of record, same as I told James, within the next few days for you to come in and sign and be notarized and record.
Okay.
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 All right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys very much. You have a great night.
Really?
You
too. Good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
We do have, under old and new business, it's not on there, but part of what was given to us was a letter from
Prince Creek,
the president of the Fieldstone Homeowners Association. So the subdivision was purchased by an entity of Bass Pro, so they have acting declarant rights, and they've turned over the Fieldstone Association to the homeowners. So they've started to have a couple of homeowner meetings.
Not the villas?
The Fieldstone is the villas and the bluffs.
Okay.
Both, and there's actually a little third subdivision.
Yeah, I got a call about that one today.
So that's what this letter is in reference to, and Scott's got a few phone calls on that, just so everyone's aware of that. And then the other item, Scott, we had discussion of the changing the date next month from the 7th or the 18th to the 25th.
Yeah, I mean, you could hold it. I'm going to be gone that day on the 18th. That would be able to make the 25th meeting. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to.
And to do that, would we need to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd make a motion to move the meeting date from the 18th to the 25th.
Anybody have an issue or concern with doing that? Get a quick motion from someone? Got a motion? Second?
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Raise your hand. All right. September 25th it is.
Okay. That's what we'll do in the notifications when we send them out. You've got one appeal and two variances, I believe. Deadline was today.
So we're pretty sure Fieldstone will come before.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more item.